You're listening to WNPB's Community Forum. It's time for the Holly Hill Health Hour, a show dedicated to promoting good health naturally. Call 215-855-8211, 215-723-2116, or 800-355-WNPB, and talk live on AM 1440. Now, here's your host, Jim Wilk.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us once again here on this gorgeous day out there. And we got a great show today. It's going to be really fascinating. We're going a little beyond nutrition here. We're going a little beyond the grass-fed beef and the organic vegetables and everything I always talk about every week. We're going to get into some magnet therapy here, magnet science. And it's something I've always been interested in and fascinated by. I've used them over the years, and it's a whole nother world. And lucky for us, we have one of the world's experts on it, Peter Kulish, today. He's written books on magnets. He's the head of the Magnetic Science Foundation, which I'll get correctly say. And we're going to be talking to him and Carol Bergeron, and she's an RN and advanced medicine practitioner, and she's going to be talking about magnets also and her use with it in her field. And it's going to be an interesting show today. I love magnets. They're fun to play with. And this is way beyond what you get on your kitchen on your refrigerator. So this is the real stuff. And there's a lot of myths about it and a lot of misinformation about magnets out there. And we're going to get to the science behind it. Okay. We want to get into the magnets. We're here with Peter. Welcome, Peter. Peter was on my show about 4 or 5 years ago. We did a show on magnets when I had Megan Jones here. And we sell them at the store there. And Peter's going to be at the store after the show for about
the afternoon.
So
come and meet him.
Come and meet him. He's the expert in the area. He's local, and the company's local, which is great. He'll show you how to use the magnets properly on the body. There's a lot of ways that people are using magnets out there. Well, welcome, Peter, first of all.
Well, hey, it's great to be here, Jim. Hi. Thanks.
And Carol, you're on the phone with us?
Yes.
There you are. Hi, Carol.
Hi.
Carol Bergeron is on the phone. She's an RN. She's the Director of Health Research for the Foundation of Magnetic Science, which Peter is the executive director for. And before I get Peter on, Carol, I'd just like to talk to you a little bit about your experience, how you got into magnet therapy.
Well, actually, I met Peter about 2 years ago, and I met him at a seminar that he was giving, and he was absolutely brilliant in his delivery and what he was saying. But what the claims that are for the case studies that he had were just unbelievable, how quickly people were healing from things like chronic fatigue and broken bones, bulging discs, seizures, aches and pains. And I was just really amazed. And at first, it was too hard to believe, because things were resolving immediately to days and really bad chronic problems within a couple of weeks. But he had so much information, and everything else was just brilliant. And I have a 30-year background. And so I investigated, and I started measuring and working with it with my clientele. And I have to tell you, it is one of the most extraordinary things out there. It's simple, but the difference with Peter is he knows the science, and there is a proper way to do it.
Right.
And I will testify myself, I'm fixing 2 bulging discs, you know, with the magnets, and it just goes on and on. I had menopause problems, got myself out of it within a week. I mean, it's crazy how fast this works. And he is the expert, and I feel very honored to be introducing him now.
Oh, great. Thank you, Carol. Peter is the author of Conquering Pain, The Art of Healing with Biomagnetism. When are they going to make that into a movie, Peter? I think that's...
Well, they should have done it yesterday.
It's a fascinating book, and we have a lot of pamphlets at the store helping with carpal tunnel and tendonitis and toothaches and headaches and backaches and arthritis, injuries, everything like that. Peter, all right, let's get into it. What's the deal here? What's with the magnetic science? What's the foundation of that?
Well, the foundation is essentially a group of people who are, you know, really scientists. I mean, that's always been a problem. You know, there have been a number of types of biomagnets that have come in the marketplace, some multi-level, some this, some that. But the clear issue is that they're not, as far as we've seen, I mean, I have some colleagues that are in the science, and they're teaching the proper methodology.
Right.
And we've formed the foundation to make sure that the proper methodology is followed. I mean, it's a fairly simple issue in the fact that, you know, and most people don't know that certain parts of the body are positive and certain parts of the body are negative. Now, generally, you heal with the negative, always trying to achieve an increase of the negative zeta potential. Zeta potential is the highest potential of any kind of stasis. Okay, in the body, it's a negative potential. The cytoplasm is negative. The interior of the cell is negative. Let's look at it in the inverse. Carol has been so good as to bring voltage testing. Now, of course, her work in dark and light field microscopy and hematology is quite remarkable. I've seen her just go through everything and you know, tell people they were low on B or they had this or they had that, liver stress, et cetera, et cetera. So I've had a working knowledge of all this science for, you know, quite a few years, and been trying to get it out there properly. She's brought science measurement to it in visuals and in voltage tests. I mean, cellular voltage tests in the billionths. I mean, that's how it's measured in what's called picofarads. But the clear issue is that with the proper application, using the magnets in the right location, and that is the problem, because it's not taught properly. But if it is taught properly, if you follow the physiology of the body, you follow the nerve and energy pathways of the body, there is a remarkable ability, a remarkable healing that takes place. I mean, the body does the healing, but right. you provide the energy.
Right.
Of course, the other clear issue is well, not only, I mean, the placement is imperative, because the improper placement actually can work in the inverse effect. But once you apply the energy properly, the cells take on the energy. They take on the electromotive vitality. And the only other way of getting electromotive vitality there is through nutrition, and sometimes the cells are stuck.
Right.
They can't even take the nutrition. Matter of fact, we've seen cases where we had a – well, actually, I should let Carol talk about that case, because it is her case.
Mm.
But the issue is that if you increase the energy values in the cells, all of a sudden the transport mechanisms turn on, and they can absorb nutrition and get rid of not only eliminate the normal toxins, but they can get rid of the heavy toxins.
Something that's deep-seated in the body.
Very deep-seated, yeah. And so, I mean, Carol, perhaps you could talk about Marion, because that is a typical case, but it's a I mean, it's a typical response, but it's a very, you know, it's a rather a acute chronic condition.
Yes, this was a very beautiful woman who suffered with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue, and fibromyalgia for, 25 years. And believe it or not, it takes energy just to sleep. So besides the pain keeping her up, she didn't have the energy to even go into REM, which is the healing sleep. So she just could, again, she was so fatigued, she couldn't take in nutrients. She was on the best supplements and had about 5 different alternative practitioners working with her. And this is what hooked me. It's like, so I tried the magnets on her, and it was just a simple sternum treatment. That's in Peter's book, How to Apply All of These, which I highly recommend. You know what you're doing, and to get the book. But within 1 hour, she started feeling better and feeling energy. And I was looking at her blood. And a lot of times when there's inflammation, there is a clumping of the red cells. That's a typical response to inflammation. And everything just started opening up. So she had better circulation and better oxygen delivery. And then within a week, she was able to take more of her supplements because she had the energy to absorb them in the cell, and she had the energy to start eliminating.
Gee, that's
one year later,
yeah.
She's playing competitive tennis.
Wow.
It's crazy.
She was in bed for 25 years. We're talking about.
And we're talking about Magnus today, and we're here with Peter Kulish. Peter, there's a lot of different magnets out there. You can go to a five and dime and buy. They still have five and dimes out there.
It's
like quarter dollar stores now. You went from five to dime to a dollar. There's inflation for you. So, you can buy these magnets. Again, there's the ones you put on the refrigerator and stuff like that. What's the difference with your magnets that your company produces there?
Well, for one thing, they're the most powerful magnets that you can get. They're state-of-the-art neodymium iron. They're super magnets. These magnets are, one of the advantages of these magnets is that we used to have to have a magnet that was 4 by 6 inches big and half an inch thick. And this is a pretty strong thing to walk around with. I mean, this is just a huge block of magnets. But it would do the job. I mean, when you had a severe problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can see. What's the size of them now, huh?
Yes,
it's about the diameter of a quarter and about 3/4 inch thick.
Right.
Yeah. And what's interesting is that now, of course, that's the super magnet.
Right.
Okay. That's very deep penetration. You can hold this on the right side of the body or the left side of the body and deflect a compass on the other side of the body.
Oh, my God, yeah. Huh.
That's how powerful they are. Which is a requirement. I mean, because if you've got a deep tissue problem, you've got to treat that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we live in a wonderful age in the fact that technology has done so many achievements. Science has gone so far that we can do state of the art in small sizes.
Yeah, this nanotechnology and everything.
I mean, that's precisely what it is. But it's not just the quality of the magnets and making sure that they are marked correctly. It is the understanding of the science. That's the most crucial part of it.
Well, can a layperson learn that? I mean,
I mean, this is the whole thing. What we've done is we've developed a lot of very advanced protocols. Like we have one called the Meridian Energy Therapy. And this is one where you put the magnets on top of the head, at each hand and at each foot. And what that does, and it is very simple to use. Some people sleep with them. What it does is it stimulates all of the, it stimulates the body from all those peripheral areas, but it stimulates the nervous system, tunes up the nervous system. I mean, let's face it, all the cell tissue is tied to the nervous system, to the brain. The brain is the, if you will, the healing computer.
Right.
Okay. And so the communication values between the brain and whatever area it is, whether it's a stressed area or let's say perhaps it's just from older age and such, the body gets detuned. The nerve tissue and or whatever the case may be, other tissue loses its electromotive vitality. Well, this particular protocol, which is very simple, I mean, people, they just wear them underneath the arch of their feet and really on their wrist and on top of their head. And we are seeing amazing things resolve from this. And what we're viewing is that the energy value from these peripheral areas are literally trying to reach itself. Literally from one hand to the head to the feet to the, all of that, and it's really energizing all the cells in between to carry this energy that's being maneuvered into the body, and it literally, in order to reach it, it has to raise the zeta potential of any weak sites in the body in order to connect.
Well, everything's magnetic, right? I mean, the whole Earth is magnetic, and I remember the term lodestones from years ago. Isn't that basically what magnets were back then or something?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Which were stones that had iron in them. And they picked up a magnetic field. People don't know this, but even in the steel industry, what they do is they store the steel east to west, because if they store it north to south, it picks up a lot of magnetism and it's hard to handle. What we've done is we've developed some very clear and very simple techniques. So we have the sternum treatment, which is the daytime treatment, which people wear, and quite remarkable what it does. Of course, over the sternum, it's over the heart, so it pumps in the negative zeta potential energy into the body. Carol has, we've got pictures on our site of the before and after.